Minister of Education, the Honorable Stephen Lecce, joins us on the show right now. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning. Good to be back.
Thank you for deciding to take a few minutes out of your day to join us today. So we are back here in Hastings, Prince Edward. Seven public health units and the school boards within. Why these specific school boards? Why these health unit areas?
Yeah, the Chief Medical Officer of Health did a review of the province and obviously recognizing lower rates of community transmission within them giving the sign off to reopen for those 100,000 students based on those broader trends within your community. Appreciating, you know, what's happening in your community is not exactly linear with what's happening in Windsor, or Toronto, or Ottawa. And so I think it's important as a province we get our kids back. The best medical advice is telling us that that's an important thing to do. We have had success in the fall, the sick kids noted, at a time of lower community transmission, of getting our kids back. 8 in 10 schools didn't have an active case at the peak of community transmission in December. So we're doing something right, but we wanted to be cautious. And so we're following medical advice, reopening today with new health and safety measures to maintain that safety and just to keep these kids and the staff safe in schools.
What are some of those new measures that have been put in place today?
I think the most significant one is really expanding access to targeted surveillance testing. That's that asymptomatic testing, just to make sure that we are identifying any potential cases within schools and removing them from the school, obviously, to isolate and get the care they may need. That access is now available for all public health units. It's not up to politicians. Your local doctors will decide when to deploy it and where to deploy it, but they have the full capacity and support to do it. We've also expanded the masking requirement. It used to be grade 4 based on the kids' advice leading into September. That's changed. You know, the risk has changed, and so has the advice. It's now down to grade 1 for all students, and likewise, screening of the older kids, active screening, sort of making sure that they come into the school, they're being asked the right questions, just to mitigate from any of the children entering with a symptom. So we've really stepped that up. Obviously, ongoing supports from our teacher hiring, 3,300, over 3,000 new teachers hired in Ontario, over 1,200 more custodians. We're investing in air ventilation expansion. That's an ongoing project. We're going to keep doing that right through the year. So we're making a difference, and we're following the best medical advice there is to keep schools safe.
You know, it's Bell Mental. It's mental health has been a part of this, and Bell Let's Talk Day is on Thursday, and we've heard from places like the Hospital for Sick Children in Toronto how important it is to get kids in school. Yet, as you mentioned, certain regions, the GTA, Windsor, Ottawa, Niagara, these kids aren't back in school. What has to happen for you to decide that it's time for them to go back into the classrooms?
Well, first off, just on mental health, I think it's right to mention it. I mean, it's always a good time to talk about it, but with Bell Let's Talk Week, I think it's important that we really make sure kids and parents know, even if the kids are going back today, that they have access to mental health supports, and we've stepped up investments significantly, over $40 million net new dollars just during the pandemic, and I announced another $10 million both for mental health, really to support those kids that need access to a psychologist, a psychotherapist, a social worker, even more supports for kids' help, both anything and everything we can do for the student and even for the staff just to make sure that they feel supported. But in the context of for the rest of Ontario, and the simple answer is the Chief Medical Officer of Health has to give the sign-off. I mean, notwithstanding, you know, you and I may feel strongly about the importance of kids going back and appreciating 100% the mental health imperative, the development, their socialization, everything is so important. But I want to make sure it's safe. And, you know, I'm self-aware. I'm not a doctor. And I've been relying on the best medical advice, not just at the command table, not just at the COVID-19 command table the government designed with Chief Dr. Williams, the Chief Medical Officer of Health. I've also sought external counsel, external perspective from SickKids and many other pediatric hospitals who have a similar message, which is, you know, it's important to get the kids back. But obviously, we've got to be monitoring community transmission because, as I've said really since the summer, the risk within our schools will be reflected or the risk in our communities will be reflected within our schools. And so they're not in isolation. They're one community. The schools are at the heart of it. So we just want to keep getting those numbers down. And the work that the population is making, the work of families sacrificing, staying home, following the rules, we're starting to see the positive early results. And I want to thank people for their patience and their sacrifice because by doing so, we're getting kids back in school today.
This is always a fluid thing, of course. And if hopefully it never happens, but if numbers get worse again, things can change, right, Minister?
Yeah, I mean, listen, Lauren, I think that's probably the most honest thing we can say right now. I mean, I know predictability is the most important thing the parent wants. They just want to know what the heck's going to happen on Monday. I get that. But there's nothing absolute about the pandemic. And I just think we have to be real with each other. You know, we want to provide certainty and absolutism, but it just doesn't exist. And I'd rather just tell parents, look, our aim every day is to keep the child in school. But things are changing. Curveballs are being thrown at us. The second, this new variant from the United Kingdom has, you know, really ravaged with great sadness a long-term care home. It's on our shores, in our province. Things are changing, and it requires us to be nimble, to follow the medical advice, and obviously to act on it in the context of reopening or anything else that may come down the pipeline. But the job for us is just to keep the kids safe. We put in place a comprehensive plan that really, by any measurement, objectively leads the country. And I'm just grateful for the work of our frontline staff, our teachers, the principals, the EAs, the parents, the kids themselves. Honestly, it's a really incredible story of the Ontario spirit. People coming together. It's not easy on anyone. And I'm just I'm tremendously grateful for that collective sacrifice. I think this is a really important story in our province that we're trying to put kids first. And as I say, I'm going to keep working with the Chief Medical Officer of Health, our Premier, the Deputy Premier, of course, local caucus members, I mean, Todd Smith and so many others who are all committed to the same outcome, which is keeping the kids safe and get them back.
Well, I think that's got to be priority number one for sure. Minister Lecce, thank you again for the time. Appreciate it. And we'll talk soon.
Okay. Have a good day. Thank you.
You too. Take care. That's the Minister of Education for the province of Ontario, Stephen Lecce.